especially my Miss Beverly. And if we got any visitors, I don't think we got any unusual, unknown faces out there this morning. But as always, welcome. And everybody here knows about the pouch, and I don't think anybody needs to fill that out. About a year ago, I started about 14 months ago, I guess, or 13, but we took had everybody give us a list of songs they really liked. I'd like to do that again, see if y'all think of anything y'all hadn't thought of before that I can add to my list, especially from my young folks. We'd like to do stuff y'all like. So if y'all would let us know, of course, mostly we need to be out of the book. But if y'all find stuff in the book that y'all like, let us know what it is. And I can update my list so that maybe nobody feels left out. How's that? All right. Thank y'all.
Good morning. Good morning. Join me in your bulletins right quick, if you would. We'll go ahead and hit those announcements right quick before I forget about those. Prayer meeting every Sunday at 9 a.m., of course, back here in this back room. Women's Bible study Tuesday at 6:30 to 8 approximately, with Terry Buckler leading the study of 2 Samuel. All women are encouraged and invited to attend. Wednesday night services, prayer and Bible study at 6 p.m. Who's going to be leading that this Wednesday? Looks like Wes Buckler will be, not this Wes, that Wes, will be leading the study Wednesday night. If y'all haven't heard, be in prayer for Ray. He fell and broke his femur yesterday, so he's going to be out for several weeks, I would expect. And we know we're going to miss him on Wednesday nights, of course. But, Ray, we are praying for you if you're listening to this recording. So that covers Wednesday night. Community gospel singing, Saturday, February 17th at 6 p.m. We'll be blessed with the performance and leading by the West Side Band from West Side Baptist Church of Honey Grove, Texas. Anyone interested in doing a special that night as well, please contact Brad if you'd like to be part of that. Fellowship Potluck, February 18th. Please invite a friend. There's always lots of food. I think last time most of us ended up taking stuff home. So we never skimp on the food here, and it's always really, really good, especially that dessert table. I'm telling you what, it's killer. Looking out and projecting a little further out, one that's not here in your bulletin, I believe the Coils will be here March 14th. Is that correct? So if y'all enjoy the Coils, mark that on your calendar in advance and plan to be here for that. Pray with me if you would, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I thank you for this moment, this opportunity that we have to be here in your house, to be with you in your presence. Lord, we thank you for our worship team, Brad and Brenda. We thank you for their faithfulness and service to this fellowship, leading us in worship and bringing us to a place where we can honor you with our voices and our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of our teachers and Mike and Terry Posey this morning. Ask a special blessing over them and their preparations for the future and lessons of this church. Also ask, Lord, especially for Ray, that you would be with him during this time, and Ruth and her care over him. Ask that his recovery would be swift and complete, and that he would be back in fellowship with us again soon. I pray over our Wednesday night services as my father comes to bring a word. Ask that you be with him in his preparation, that he would be faithful in the word. Thank you, Lord, for each person here and their safe travels, and we ask for that to continue as we depart from here at the end of the service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 8. When you picked 3:28 just out of your head, is that where you got that, or was that part of a rotation?
Well, it was we switched it because it was the one that I thought we were going to do.
Well, I thought it was interesting.
Go over it.
I thought it was interesting, that third verse. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. faint was I from many a fall. Ray, we love you. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. Now, I had another funny. I'm going to play Mike's roll out probably before he gets up here. I was in the sound room. I was trying to pre-read this scripture. And Thessalonians is a very small portion of scripture. It's only a few pages, both 1 and 2 Thessalonians. I turned to 2 Thessalonians, and I'm looking for chapter 4. And I thought it was a joke. Somebody was trying to play on me. I'm going to get up here. And there it is, no chapter 4. Anyway, little fun this morning. Thank you for joy in the Lord, right? Okay. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
I didn't think it'd be that loud. Well, good morning, church. Wes, Lee, I was confused by that song, too. I was on the page that said that was that song, but it wasn't that song. Confusion. Oh, it's good to look out and see the folks that are here this morning on this damp Sunday morning. You know, sometimes things happen to us on Sunday morning. Cows get out. Don't they, Joe? You have to run, chase them down, get here to church. I appreciate y'all making it. It's amazing how many things Satan throws in our way to keep us from being in the church for fellowship and for learning more from God's Word. Ma'am? Oh. Maybe, do we need to sing or something? That'll be fine. You want to lead us? Stand up and just lead us. These folks, how long have you been married? 47. Sure. I didn't know we needed music, but sure. Oh, do we? You said you've been married 86 years? How long? 47 years. I have it in my Bible where I performed that service. Tell you what, it's been a pleasure down through the years to see kids who came up through our youth ranch, marry and continue to serve the Lord. That's tremendous. A couple we need to pray for is Carl and Ruby Duke. Carl is not doing well at all, and so we need to pray for them. And if you would, I know you probably don't know them if you didn't come up through our youth ranch, but they're precious people. And so write that name down, Carl Pierce, and remember to pray for him. Remember to pray for Ray. I talked with Ray last night, and in fact, I talked with Ruth on the way. They were taking Ray to the hospital in the ambulance, and I talked with Ruth on the way, and then a little while longer, or several minutes later, hour or so, got a phone call from Ray, and he sounded chipper. To have his left femur broke, his head bumped, his left shoulder hurting. I don't think he felt a thing the way he was talking, and come to find out he was on morphine, so I don't think he realized what he was saying, but he sounded good, and we need to remember to pray for Ray, and if you would. We have some things coming up this week. Our community sing comes up this Saturday night, and Arben, if you would, be sure and be here, because we need some of that good old around-the-campfire style music and for our community sing, so you be sure and be here. And I would encourage each one of us to invite somebody and bring them. It'd be a time of just good old fellowship, and so be here if you would. There's other things that are on my mind this morning. People that I have had contact with, and I would just ask that you would pray for these ones without mentioning anything any further, but people I've had contact with that need our prayer and need the Lord's leadership in their lives. So be sure and pray for them. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We're so thankful, Father, that you love us with the kind of love, Father, that we'll never understand this side of heaven, and probably not even in heaven. Father, we thank you for that kind of love, for your watch care, your protection, and your guidance. Father, this morning we come especially and remember those in our fellowship like Ray, who needs prayer, who needs healing, who needs strengthening. And Father, for Miss Beverly, we just pray for her and ask for your blessings upon her and minister to her every need, we pray abundantly. Father, bless this time together. We give you the honor and praise and ask all these things in Christ's name. We have been in the book of Daniel for some time, and in the 9th chapter of Daniel for a long time, longer than what I had anticipated. But we have learned in our study of Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel's 70 weeks that these revelations came to Daniel as he was there in Babylon, and he was visited by Gabriel, the archangel, and Gabriel brought some messages to him concerning end time things and events. And as Daniel as Gabriel revealed these to Daniel, he revealed to Daniel a period of time of 70 weeks that God would deal with the nation Israel. Now, not the Gentiles. God had chosen the nation Israel to do special things through them, and they had wandered, and because of their disobedience to God's leadership as a nation, God sent them into 70 years of captivity within the land of Babylon. And Gabriel came and revealed these 70 years to Daniel. And we find that these 490 years or 70 weeks or 70 times 7 years, 490 years, we find that God has determined to deal with Israel on a specific reasons. And so the Messiah, Gabriel revealed to Daniel, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, was to be cut off at the end of 483 years, which is 67 years or 69 years of weeks, 7 weeks, 483 years. And true to this prediction, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the end of 483 years of their being released from Babylon and the city of Jerusalem being rebuilt, took 49 years. And so Jesus Christ, true to this prediction, was slain upon the cross for our sins some 483 years after the command was given to restore Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus Christ this morning is sitting upon His Heavenly Father's throne, and there He is and will remain until some of these other things come to pass that Daniel spoke of. The Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. We read in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, that he who believes in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior overcometh. He is the one who overcomes. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says that he that overcometh, or he who has believed in Jesus Christ as his Savior, will sit with him, Christ, in his own throne, which he has during the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign here on this earth. So what happens between the 69th year, or 483rd year, and the 70th week that still remains in this prediction of Gabriel to Daniel? The church age is that gap. We who live today are living in this gap between the 69th and 70th week of Daniel. The first coming of the Messiah, and then we find the second coming of the Messiah is the church age. The first coming of Christ ended with His death upon the cross, His disappearing, if you would, into the heavenly skies as His apostles looked on. Someday we will see, if we are alive, we will see Christ coming. And God's Word says He's coming with, or coming in the clouds. These clouds, Bible scholars say, are not the clouds of a rainy morning such as we have this morning, but they're clouds of redeemed people who come with Him, and the cloud of those that He resurrects from the dead at the end of this church age in which we all are living in now. So there is a time, a gap. We believe that that gap is somewhere within about 2,000 years. That could be more, could be a little bit less. But we believe, because God's Word tells us that 1,000 years is as one day, and one day as 1,000 years, we believe that that is the time period that this church age will last. But we don't know for sure. Nobody knows the exact time or the hour. As we know, the church age was never revealed in the Old Testament. So Daniel is here, and he is receiving these revelations from Gabriel as to these 70 weeks. They didn't see. Daniel did not see this church age in which we live in today. It was a mystery that was hid in God and now revealed unto his apostles and prophets. In Ephesians chapter 3, as Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, he said, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." The Gentiles. God has opened up a way to heaven for those who are not Jewish but are Gentiles. That is you and I, unless you have Jewish blood coursing within your veins. We are Gentiles. Verse 2, "If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it now is revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." This apostle, as he called himself, Paul, sent to the Gentiles by God himself, was confronted by God on his way to Damascus and was revealed unto Paul. Paul was a persecutor of the church, the early church, because Paul was an adversary. He had an adversarial relationship to the Gentiles, those who did not belong to the Jewish nation. And God revealed unto him, after causing him to be blind for several days, God revealed unto him that he was sent to the Gentiles to share the gospel. This gospel, this good news, this message that brings salvation and eternal life to all who respond to the gospel. As far as Israel was concerned, it was though as God had punched the stopwatch and said, "Time out, Israel, time in, Gentiles." So we find here that God has turned his attention not away from, but to include also all of those Gentile people, those who are not Jewish by birth. God has caused this time of the church age to last some 2,000 years. And just as it was revealed unto Daniel, towards the close of the 70 years captivity, just as Gabriel came to him and revealed what was to follow their captivity of 70 years, so we who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can't help but look around us as Daniel did and saw that the captive area times of the captivity of Israel in Babylon was drawing to a close. You and I can look around and we can see the signs that this time in which we live, this age of grace, this church age, can't help but be drawing to a close. There's so many indicators. God's Word tells us no man knows the day or the hour, but he also tells us there's no need for me to remind you of the seasons. And so we find this church age, we believe, the fullness of the Gentiles, as it's called, is drawing to a close. When that close will be, when Christ comes and takes us to be with Him. We don't know when that time will be, but we can't help but believe that it is close. With this in mind, as we've looked at Daniel 9 and as he tells us what should happen during this 70 weeks, or 70th week, the 7 years of tribulation, we are advised from the Word of God that we know who Christ, we who know Christ as Savior will not go through these 7 years of difficulty, tribulation here upon the earth. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 states, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And right then, the stopwatch is punched, and the church age has been ushered in. So here we are today, sitting at Lake Country Bible Church, and we are experiencing what Gabriel revealed unto Daniel in his visit with him there in the nation, or the city of Babylon. What about this church age? What comes about following it? Well, after the church age is over and the gap is closed, the 70th week starts. God turns his attention back to Israel. Time in, Israel, because the 70th week is God's, the ending of the time in which God dealt with his nation, Israel. Their unbelief, their disobedience, the sin that was so easily beset them. We can sympathize with Israel in this weakness, the weakness of the flesh. It remains today. We find this within our own culture. We find this within our own country. We find this within the whole world. This sin nature. We who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior have been saved from the results of that sin, but we still experience that sin in our life because we're still in this old earthly body. When Christ comes and takes us home to be with Him at the rapture of the church, at the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel, we shall shed this old earthly body, and we shall be given a new body, a resurrected body, a renewed body, a body that will not sin, a body that can dwell with Christ, with God our Heavenly Father forever and ever in that place that we call heaven. We find after the church age is over, the gap is closed, the 70th week of Daniel starts, and God turns his attention back to his country, his nation of Israel. The people of the prince shall come and shall destroy the city again and the sanctuary. The prince, who is the prince? The prince is none other than the Antichrist himself. Then he shall destroy that which he has created, that time of peace upon the earth, people think. And yet God has a reason for that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and following. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Bible scholars have debated this verse here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. This falling away, what in the world could that mean? Well, we find some Bible scholars say that's the falling away from the truth, from the grace of God. The world becomes worse because of their departure from God's word, a falling away. other Bible scholars say that we really believe that this is from the perspective of those that are being raptured. And just as you go up in a plane and you see the ground move away from you as you enter into the atmosphere, so we will, we who know Christ as our Savior, will be able to experience the falling away from this old earth as we see being transported into God's presence. Whichever way that is, we will find that we are participants in that time of rapture if we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Satan, first right-hand man, the Antichrist, will sit in the middle of the temple and proclaim that he is God, and he will require people to worship him at that time. We find in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not, when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. In other words, Holy Spirit will withhold these things until he is taken out of this world. The Holy Spirit will leave this world as all believers exit this world in the rapture. So the Holy Spirit will be removed from this world. His influence, the influence that he has for good through believers, will stop, will leave this world to decay into ruin, moral ruin, sinful ruin at that time. And so now you know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, that wicked, none other than the Antichrist himself, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but hath pleasure in unrighteousness. It's going to be a terrible time here on this earth, during this time of the 70th week, that Daniel was that was revealed unto Daniel by none other than Gabriel. We find that the setting up or the elevation to deity of the Antichrist, the recognition of worship in the temple, is the abomination of desolation, which is referred to by the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. What happens is the Antichrist, having declared himself to be God, having demanded that he be worshipped, hath brought in a hog or a swine, and has desecrated the temple, that new temple which is yet to be built, desecrated the temple by the slaughter or the offering of this swine unto Satan himself, the abomination of desolation. We find in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. After the tribulation, the 70th week is over. First 3.5 years of the tribulation, will appear as peace. Things will continue to be, to grow worse. But in the middle of that 7 year, that peace treaty that the Antichrist has set up, he will deny, and all turmoil will break loose here on this earth. After the tribulation, the 70th week is over. Last 3.5 years, great tribulation. First 3.5 years, some tribulation, but the appearance of peace. And as we look around and as we hear more and more concerning peace, 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 we need to understand that this peace will be a false peace during the tribulation period. Last 3.5 years, great tribulation here on this earth. And after this 7 years, the Messiah shall return, Christ himself, and set up his earthly kingdom, which he shall rule over for 1,000 years. The whole world he shall rule over. That is the beginning, if you would, 1,000-year reign, the beginning of the end times as we know them. And there will be an eternal state after God brings about the great white throne judgment. All unbelievers receive the penalty of their sin in hell forever and ever. We who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior will be ushered into what is known as this age of peace, age in which Jesus Christ turns over his earthly kingdom to his heavenly Father, who will rule and reign forevermore. That's what we're looking forward to as believers, that heavenly reign that God himself will rule over forever and ever. Christ has been promised an earthly kingdom. He will see that come to pass in the 1,000-year reign that he has here on this earth. Following that, the great white throne judgment, as I said, God will rule forever and ever, and we shall dwell with him forever and ever, we who know Christ as our personal Savior. Let's look to the Lord. Father, we come to you this morning. These things, Father, that we see in Daniel, many of them, Father, as we understand exactly what they mean and what they indicate, can cause us, Father, some concern, even as believers. And yet, Father, we are reminded that we have a responsibility given to us by Christ himself, that we should be witnesses to the whole world, Father, of his love for us, and his death on the cross is full and complete payment, and the gift of eternal life that is given freely to all who trust him and what he's done for them to get them to heaven. We pray, Father, that we as your children might be found faithful in this task that has been given to us as your children. Father, we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.